The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good Thursday morning, and welcome to a very special edition of Analyze This. We are on location on the Big Island. We're here at Cramer's Park. Of course, you know, this time of year, during the Easter season, a lot of camping takes place throughout the island, in particular up here at Cramer's Park, a staple here on the Big Island of St. Croix. And I want to welcome you to On Location 2. Of course, you know, we did our first On Location at the Deli Deck in St. Thomas the morning after the State of the Territory, and we promised you that we would be moving this around. So we are on St. Croix today, and we're glad to be here. The first thing I want to do, I want to give a shout-out to my WTJX family. Did an excellent job setting this whole thing up. You can see the sun beating down on me, and I'm loving it. I'm going to get a tan this morning, you know what I mean? So that's all good. I also want to give a shout-out to VINGN because they've allowed for this connectivity to be as smooth as it is, and we appreciate that communication. And most importantly, I definitely want to give a special shout out to the Department of Sports, Park and Recreation, because this is their baby, Cramer's Park. And as a result of that, you know, I told you yesterday that we reached out to the man himself, the commissioner of Sports, Park and Recreation, the one and only Calvert White, from the island of St. Thomas, but he got roots on the Big Island as well. So, Commissioner, good morning. Glad to have you here.
They don't tell people I'm from St. Thomas, so let's start that first of all. But if we're giving shout-outs, let me continue that and give the employees of the Department of Sports, Park and Recreation a shout-out.
Most definitely.
If you look around at the grounds, I mean, pristine work that they have done to get this park together and ready for camping season. So I want to thank the employees for what they've been doing.
Without a doubt. You know what? Let me shake your hand to make this official. Glad that you're there. We're live streaming this morning. I want to make that clear. Of course, you're hearing us on radio as you always do, but we're live streaming. So that's one of the reasons why we definitely got to give a special shout out to all the different agencies. Calvin can be my co-host. We're going to have a great, great conversation. We got a lot of good people coming up to join us. I see my senatorial classmate cooling out there. He's a camper extraordinary, the one and only positive T.A. Nelson. So I want to give a shout out. What's up, my man? All is well. So we good. Now, let me ask this first question to you, Commissioner White, the interagency relationships that you have, because I asked you earlier, because Point Udall, the most easternmost point in America, right, is right up there, right around the corner. And I thought that was one of your babies, but you're telling me that's a public works joint.
EPW.
So we got public works as well. And then anything to do with the shoreline? DPNR. And then, of course, you got your facility. What's it like with this interagency love that y'all got to show to each other, because you need each other to make this thing work?
The synergy is lovely. Mm-hmm. You know, I depend on other agencies to make my job possible. As you stated, DPW, you know, because we're right around the corner, my guys already come up here to clean up and keep this park looking good. So we have an agreement with them where we assist them going to Point Udall to pick up the trash. But, you know, we talk about the shorelines. A lot of people don't realize anything in the water is DPW. Yes. I mean, DPNR.
DPNR, yeah.
When you go from the low tide water to 50 feet or the first sign of vegetation, it becomes then sports parks and recreation.
We're learning again.
There's a lot of people that...
Is that 50 feet? Yeah. Is that 50 feet deep?
50.
Okay. We're good with that. Talk about your employees. Mm-hmm. When we think of Cramer's Park, we think of lifeguard, right? Yeah. But there's so many other components to actually make this facility function at its apex.
So if you look at the makeup of the department, I think every division within the Department of Sports, Parks and Recreation have some kind of function here at Cramer's Park. Mm-hmm. You talk about the lifeguards and the recreation staff. We put on swimming lessons every year for the people in the territory. So the recreation staff in there. When you talk about maintenance, obviously you have the restroom facilities that you know, needs to be fixed from time to time. You have grounds that come out and make sure the grass is cut. So it's a complete department effort when we're talking about this facility to keep it running.
Now, let's show some love for St. John. Can you know, analyze this, you got a soft spot for the Love City.
Yeah.
And one of the areas that you and I talk about every time you come out is that Winston Wells ballpark and that whole area going on there. What going on in Coos Bay right now as it relates to your agency?
Well, Winston Wells is still right now being habited by the Department of Education.
Okay.
Shortly after the 2017 storms, they needed a spot to put modulars for the students to have some place to learn. So there was an MOU, an agreement made there where we understood that we needed to give up the space. Thankfully, we was able to partner with the National Park, who had a facility that they manage, and they was able to turn that over to the Department of Sports, Parks, and Recreation so that we could still continue recreational facilities and sports in St. John.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked out really good. The facility that's owned by the National Park is really, really good. We've been having a lot of activities there, kickball, softball tournaments. So it's worked out for us.
Now, time to fly fast,
mm-hmm.
right? You've been the commissioner since early 2019, right? That
right.
was like decades ago, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's only 5 and a quarter, right? I had a conversation with the governor later that year in October. And he said if there's one agency that has a lot of projects that the people don't really know as relates to volume, is sports, park, and recreation. So you and I were talking earlier. How many recovery projects were under your umbrella, so to speak, when you got in?
At last count, I think it was 52.
That's a what? 52?
Yeah.
52 projects?
Yeah, 52 projects.
Sports, park, and recreation projects.
Sports, parks, and recreation.
Wow.
You know, when you think of all the facilities territory-wide, we also oversee the beaches. So that those are additional facilities.
So John Brewer's and so that's you?
John Rose is UVI.
UVI, okay.
But Limburg.
Limburg, it will be Limburg.
Vesup is also us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have open spaces, which by law, the VI code is under sports, parks, and recreation. So we have our work cut out for us. We're starting to see some of those projects come to fruition right now. We're starting to see some of the wins that we're getting since 2017. It's been a long time. So it feels good now when we have these ribbon cuttings and we could give the facilities back to the people.
Without a doubt. And I want the public to know, yes, the sun blaring is bad, you know what I'm saying? But we can handle it. You know, we raise up in these parts, so it's all good. You touched on the different beaches and all that. I asked this question, right? If in fact you could walk up to the governor and the governor said, look, I got resources. Tell me what you need. What are your priorities right now for your agency?
That's easy to answer. Number one off the bat is Vincent Mason Poole.
Long in the West.
Yeah. A lot of people would think that my number one would be Pauley Joseph Stadium because of how long we've been trying to get that facility up. But I do know that everybody don't play baseball. But everybody could use a Vincent Mason Pool.
Yeah, man.
It's very historic. It's significant to the people in Frederickstead. And I really want to get that facility back up. We had some great news. We just issued a contract to our contractor, GC, to get that facility done. But that is my number one project right now.
You mentioned Pauley Joseph, which is a problem, baby.
Yeah.
And you inherited it.
I did.
Senator Nelson and I know about this from 2011 when this whole thing came up. And that facility, you know, when the project was unfurled, it wasn't just about baseball.
Mm.
It was about tennis,
correct,
swimming, and volleyball as well.
Yeah.
What if we do get to that end point? What are we getting down there at Pauley Joseph Stadium?
Well, first, let me put it on the
record. And a village as well. I think a carnival village was a part as well.
Yeah. Let me put it on the record that I am going to be the commissioner that cut the ribbon for Pauley Joseph.
I like that. I like that confidence.
Saying that bold. But I could see the end of the tunnel. We're starting to see the end of the tunnel. The facility is starting to shape up. If you go there now, you could see that it is a baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a visit. I think 2 weeks ago, I went there with DPW.
Where the grandstand going to be? In connectivity to Frederickstead shoreline, because originally when you're in the grandstand, you're looking out to see water.
Correct.
Now it's supposed to be a little different.
It is turned the opposite way now, so your back will be to the shoreline.
To the shoreline, okay.
And the reason for that is you kind of tend to favor the hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
So you know most games are played in the afternoon time, so you want the sun to the back of the batter.
Yeah.
And the sun in the eyes of the field.
But you know the hitter them gonna ball to no? Because the prevailing wind is east to west.
So
now they're gonna be hitting the ball into the wind.
I don't know how many home runs you're gonna see in that stadium. But the field is turned the correct way historically as you see baseball fields turn. But to answer your previous question, not only the big field is being built, we're also getting the Terrence Martin Little League field.
Well, that's right.
And then we're still in conversations about how we're going to do the Festival Village, but we are going to include the Festival Village in this project.
Good. Quickly, you know, you're there, and I'm going to take full advantage of this. Emil Griffith. Yeah. Another big facility in the heart of Charlotte Amalie. What's the deal with Emil Griffith?
So that would be my number one facility on the island of St. Thomas.
Okay, there we go.
Contractor on site now. Work has been going on. We've had some issues with that facility. The bleachers was built, almost completed, and then we had to tear them down.
Wow.
And start over again. But you're starting to see the fence go up around the perimeter right now. The scoreboard is probably going to go up in the next couple of weeks. And we've already finished the restroom facility, new, brand new facility, extended it and opened it a little more, ADA restrooms. And then what we did that was real important is we constructed an office on top of the concession. So now the staff, where they used to be in the outfield, is going to be kind of in the heart of that facility to see what's going on around.
Okay, good. Now, I think we had a passing of a great Virgin Islander, Alvin McBean, right?
That's correct.
Recently.
That's correct.
And there is a facility named in his honor out in the Tutu area.
Yes.
What's the deal out there with Alvin McBean? Now, first of all, I want to send out condolences to the family. Great, great Virgin Islander. I think it was a pitcher and all that stuff. And I met him one time. Me and Lolo were hanging out there, and I met him over at Cassie Lesson. Yo, that was a cool dude, man.
You know, I've known Mr. McBean from since I was small, and it wasn't until his passing that I learned the story of how he became a major league player. I think.
Please share it, because that's what we're into here. There was
some scouts here, and they did a clinic, and he actually went there as a photographer.
You can do okay.
He went there as a photographer, and a couple of his friends kind of encouraged him to go and try out, and that's how he got his start in the major.
Wow, and he was a great pitcher for Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
And all that. So the facility out there. You know, I got a story to tell. Johnny Clements, you know, Rashidi's father, he had a basketball team near Young Roots. And I was a big fan of the team, big fan of his. He took me over there. And the very first game that Young Roots played, because back then we had the 13-16 Inter-Neighborhood League. Mm-hmm. That was a youth commission baby. And Young Roots of St. Croix champs. We played against a team named Valley Warriors. Four-man, Baja, that whole group, whole Mahali.
Yeah.
And we played out there in the country, man. And, that facility, I don't think people realize. I'd like to get a drone shot of that facility, because it's literally there inside of a neighborhood that kind of valleyish as well.
You know, ironically, that's where Calvert White got his start as a basketball
that's
player.
That's right.
You know, true, and I tell this story all the time, and people ask why I'm so passionate about working for Sports Parks and Recreation. I think Sports Parks and Recreation is kind of what gave me my start. You know, I played in the recreation basketball leagues. That's how Mr. Estrell found me.
Mm-hmm.
And then in
the great
Eddie Estrell. That's correct.
Sugar Estate, coach at Shadamali High School as well for you.
Saw me playing at Alvin McBean and asked me to come try out for the school team, and the rest was history. That's how I ended up going to school to play basketball. But Mr. McBean, you know, is a staple in the community. When he actually came back and retired from baseball, he was an employee of the Department of Sports, Parks and
Recreation. And that's only right. You think that's right. That's a natural transition there. By the way, the first time I saw Calvert White was in 1993. I believe that's your senior year.
That's my senior year.
Right? There was a basketball tournament at Central High School. And I believe St. Dunstan's upset the IO.
Yeah.
Very rare that a private school would beat a public school. Controversial ending. You know what I'm saying? I never forget about guys. Yeah. I remember Pedrito going off. But one thing I saw with you, Timmy Duncan was in that game, and I was like, but this dude is about 6'3", 6'4". How tall are you, 6'4"? 6'4". And he gave Timmy the walk, man. I was like, what guy? Nah, yeah, but you had some skills, right?
I actually enjoyed playing against Timmy. Of course, Timmy that we know today wasn't Timmy when he was in high school.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, Timmy wasn't even the top-ranked player. There was a player named Tyrone Allen.
In the Virgin Islands, yeah.
Who was a beast.
But Timmy always had a much larger upside.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I've been living that upset for the last, 35 years?
31 for me, exactly.
Judge Malloy, don't let me forget it.
Gabby Malloy, that's right.
He played on that team.
He was on the St. Nonsense team, man.
As a matter of fact, he hit the shot
to win the game.
Yeah. You know, that's a good friend of mine. I've known Robbie since high school, and we're still good friends, but that's what the sport was about. You know, although I was from St. Thomas and he was from St. Croix, the game of basketball is what brought us together.
Let me ask this, the relationship with Sports Park and Recreation over the years, They've always had something to do with interscholastic sports. That still exists?
Well, if you look at the facilities that we use, a lot of our games are played, or they used to be played, on outdoor courts.
Yeah.
They're playing indoor now. But the outdoor courts are owned by the Department of Sports, Parks, and Recreation. Mm-hmm. So although we're not over IAA, we are still involved. Whether we're helping with officiating, jerseys, trophies, you name it. Once it's sports in the Virgin Islands, we're going to try to be a part of it.
And I just want to let the public know once again, we are on location. Kramer's Park is the joint this morning. And I can't, you know, thank our WTJX family enough. I see my partner from VINGN there as well. Get up early to come to the East, and you know, we're live streaming, like you said, so live streaming on the radio, all that good stuff. And we want to thank all of you, the audience, for supporting Analyze This and the WTJX family. You mentioned the Vincent Mason Pool, Dung in the West, right? But we also got some facilities in the middle of the island, Pecruz, that's in Estate Profit, right? Anything special going on there, or just the normal work to take it to the next level?
So a lot of people, well, people probably know now, we had some issues with the lighting at Cyan Farm Ball Field.
That's a really quick about
one. Yeah. And we was able to move Little League to Pedro Cruz temporarily for them to play games because it was a new facility, new fencing, brand new scoreboard. So again, it's really important for me to get these facilities out, because once the facilities are up and running, we know that the children are going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, we didn't have any facilities down on the western end of the island. So that's why now the WIM, Reynolds Jackson Ball Field, we're trying to get that up, because we want to get baseball and Little League going again back in the western end of the island.
And you're also responsible for Isaac Boyne.
That's correct.
In Grove.
In Grove.
The Princess Project.
I see my Grovian brother. He's on location.
The lottery director as well. Also the Princess Basketball Court. That's you as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Renhold Rookie Jackson, the Gravy Henderson facility down there, the Major Comments, that's you
that's
as well.
Correct.
Comments, so you really got a lot of facilities that you're responsible for, for Commissioner.
We do, and again, we're starting to see wins. You know, I drove the Frederick Stead Waterfront last night, and oh my God, that was the first time I've seen it since we have their newly installed lights down on the waterfront.
Okay.
Beautiful. It was an important project for us. You know, we had some incidents down there where it was really, really dark. And the department has been getting a lot of call from the community, you know, thanking us for just getting that place back illuminated.
On the way up this morning, I saw a lot of cyclists. So when we come back in the next segment, I want to incorporate that as part of that, because this thing looks like it's growing. The amount of cyclists I see, and I toss them on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was normally the weekend.
And Sunday,
But this morning, I see Blada, Rima Cornelius. I want to give a shout out to him as well. So, you know, gotten off to a great start this morning. Of course, you know, we don't call it Holy Thursday. In these parts, I'm going to say Monday, Thursday. But it's a long weekend. We go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And it's all good. So, we'll take a break. You hear the cock crowing in the background, so let me know what time it is.
One thing in the morning, we get holiday.
Yes, sir. So we'll be back right after this.
St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Listen to the latest news stories that matter with Marcelina Ventura Douglas. Weekdays at 5 p.m. on WTJX 93.1, WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Back here on the live stream, up on location, OL2.
OL2, that's OL2. The talk
back. Yeah, because OL1 happened on St. Thomas, and we're hoping that OL3 will happen on Love City, but, you know, events happen and all that good stuff. Now, first of all, Commissioner Calvert-White, thank you for being my co-host. I really appreciate it.
I got the call. My agent called me. He said, we need you to come up for a 10-day contract.
Yeah.
I just say, where the paperwork? Let me sign it.
You know, it had a big political issue where the Democratic Party went and hired this lady, Rana McDaniel, right? Yeah. She's a hardcore. She was actually the RNC chair, $600,000, and they had to cut off the contract in 3 days. So they said she make $50,000 a minute.
Who is her agent?
Who is her agent?
I need to speak to the head. I need to redo my contract.
$600,000 in 3 to 4 days. Church out, and she goes and she said she want all. So it's gonna be interesting how that works. Now, we're going to bring in the agency that makes connectivity happen for events like this, VINGN. Young man, introduce yourself to the audience and welcome to Analyze This.
Good morning to the listening audience. Good morning to everyone here from Analyze This and also Parks and Rec. It's just so wonderful to be here, to be a part of.
Tell the public your name and put a mic a little higher.
My name is Keith Lee Heath.
Yeah.
And again, from outside plant manager for VINGN.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of what's going on here with Analyze This. When we heard that Analyze This was going to be here, because I listen to Analyze This as much as I can.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, every single morning I'm on the way in or whatever, I'm listening. And I think it was Monday when I heard that you guys were going to be here. Yeah. I was like, we got to do this.
So I appreciate that. Now let me ask the general question. And for those of you who don't know, his moms and my moms go way back. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make that clear. Keely, how VINGN doing?
We are doing well.
Okay.
We are doing well. You know, there are other ISPs that are doing what they do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for VINGN, I mean, they don't come close.
Now, you mentioned ISP, it's Internet Service Provider, right?
Right.
Talk about the middle mile, because that's what VINGN is all about. One of the things about NPR that people love is continuous education. We really need into the rara thing. Even though the rara will be sweet sometimes,
right.
We into education. Explain that middle mile component as it relates to connectivity, internet service, what have you.
Well, VINGN was really built that to provide the middle mile for ISPs to connect to what we have.
Mm-hmm.
What we, I say we, I'm talking not only about VINGN, but you and I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what VINGN has here also belongs to you, me, and everyone in the territory. So once we begin to understand what we really have, what we do need to hold on to, and then any ISP who comes into the territory who wants to connect, to deliver services to the community,
mm-hmm.
They connect to VINGN. I mean, that's big.
Now, explain in lay people language, right? How the connectivity will work. If Calvert White, they're home, right? Mm-hmm. And they are his desktop, right? What VINGN doing to make connectivity for Calvert White? happen?
With VINGM being a middle miler, we will run the cabling to as close as possible to where an ISP can connect to our equipment.
And that's the last mile.
That's right? the last mile. Right.
What's the first mile?
The first mile is coming across, the, you know, from level three,
yeah,
and so forth. That's that brings the signal across the water from around the world,
mm-hmm.
and then the middle miler VINGM picks that signal up, put it through our system, and get it close enough to the end mile to where the ISP can deliver that end mile service to the home.
And that end mile is who a Calvert White might have a relationship, a business relationship with. That's the entity that gets it from their box to his home.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Correct. Now, you mentioned level three, right? Actually, that was originally Global Crossing, right? Yes. And then it went to level three,
yeah.
And then it went to CenturyLinks, and I believe now it's Lumen Technology.
That's correct.
Right?
That's
right. So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
One of our biggest peeves that I know Calvert White know about this is we got this big pipe, this level three pipe that are running right on the northwest corner of St. Croix out here,
uh-huh.
and we are not maximizing it. We're doing a little thing. I'm doing something with it, but. Is there any hope for even greater use and connectivity based on what you've seen as a connectivity professional for that pipe? Because they got bandwidth seven times the capacity of Silicon Valley.
That's correct. Well, you know, with what VINGN has, mm-hmm. we are just happy to be able to provide even more, mm-hmm. actually upgrading our system to provide even more for the ISPs that are here. So if VINGN will be the link,
yeah.
you know, to the community, to the ISPs here to continue to provide that service to that level three area
mm-hmm.
to deliver here in the community, we'll be more than happy to do that.
Calvert, any questions you want to ask from a sports park and recreation agency perspective to VINGN?
Well, first of all, if I didn't know better, I would think you work for VINGN because you speak that lingo. But I personally want to thank VINGN because a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the times when we're having games at our facilities, whether it's the baseball games, basketball games, not everybody can make it to the facility. And very early on, VINGN stepped in and was able to give us internet access at the facilities where now we can live stream those games to go back to the people home so that now they can still be a part of those wow. games, although they didn't care. So I want, on behalf of the department, I want to personally thank you guys for being a part and joining us and helping out the community. Not only that, I have a little inside because my older brother, my big brother, which is Celestino Jr.,
yeah.
Tony. Works for VING.
Oh, that's a small one, man.
So when the link go down, yeah. I have a personal call so I could call to get him.
I like that. Go ahead.
Actually, he Celestino White Jr. is my counterpart.
Oh, that's
so we communicate. We're communicating with each other all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
how's Director Adams doing? Because you know that's my boy. He from actually the left coast. He out there in Northern California. Last time I saw him, we were heading over to St. Thomas for a taste of Two Islands. You know, mm-hmm. we knocked that out in mm-hmm. December. Normally, that's a November deal. I believe we're going back to that later this year. But how the director doing, man?
You know, Mr. Adams is doing good. You know, when he first came on board, like one of the first days he said to us, you know, I want to take this place to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to connect to Africa. We want to be able to connect to Totola. You know, and we sat in the meeting and we kind of like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, we'll see how we'll make this happen.
Ambitious.
And you know, today, I think our representative.
Yeah, Congressman Stacey. She's working on that track.
She got the bill passed for us to have a connectivity from Africa through the Virgin Islands, through St. Croix.
Onto the mainland.
Yes, from VINGS.
So wait, St. Croix going to literally be a middle mile?
Man, hey, listen, that's big.
Of course it is.
Yeah. You know, I remember telling Mr. Adams, listen, you know, looking at us here in these islands, I used to work in the refinery, and that refinery was a world-class refinery.
Yes.
And right now, I want the people of the territory to know and understand, VINGN is world-class.
We are
a world-class operation. Small group.
Yeah.
Tight group.
Yeah.
But with what we do, what we deliver...
I like that kind of thing.
I got a perfect example of that. I'm getting ready to head up here to Kramer's Park, and I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I hear positive voice through the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that got to be something that's pre-recorded, because I know in the past Once you get to Kramer's Park, cell phone day.
Shut down, yeah.
And I'm watching it, and when I realize he's on a live from Beep. Kramer's alive, he's doing a live on his phone from Kramer's Park.
Wow.
So he was able to speak to the community this morning from his tent and give him some positive word this morning. So again, thank you guys for what you're doing, just bringing the community together.
But talk about that, about the how we have evolved, because I know folks are really big on talking about the negative things, but one thing we try to do on Les This is talk about how we could take the next step. And that's part of our evolution, right?
Yeah, you know, VINGN, we were out here at a family outing.
Mm-hmm.
We all came here to the beach one time. There was no connectivity, no place out here. I think out on the East End Road, and which is out at the entrance to come in,
mm-hmm.
was where we had a cable that crossed and, you know, went down the South Shore. But there was no cabling, nothing in here to bring this kind of a signal up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was back in 2017. We were up here with the fund day.
Pre-hurricanes.
Yes. Yeah, pre-hurricanes.
Okay.
You know? And so, you know, we said, Daryl, who was our CIO and everyone, we were hanging out in the water, and we saying, you know, this is a place that has no connectivity. No phone connectivity. You got to get to a special spot or something out here,
mm-hmm.
and you would have stand a chance getting connected at that time. So, you know, the kind of company we are, you know, that he was like, you know, this will be a nice place to have connectivity. And I say, yes, it would be good. Because you know why? You know, if an emergency takes place out here, you have to go, someone have to drive in to at yeah. least make that to initial,
mm-hmm.
that initial phone call.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we kicked it around our head, you know, left to make it happen one time. Now, in 2000, the storm came by.
Yeah.
And
I was going to ask you to go chronologically.
Yeah.
So you had that event, pre-storm.
Yes.
Storm hits.
Storm hits.
How long that set out your back? Because I think the pipe got a little damaged, right?
Pipe get damaged because someone cut.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That wasn't storm related.
No.
That was vandalism.
That's correct.
Okay.
And, you know, the biggest thing that I got out of that was even when St. Thomas went into the dock.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
If you remember that, I got slammed first with Irma.
Yes.
Right?
They got.
Yeah.
And we were still up. We were still up and running.
Yeah. 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 St. Croix didn't get right. up as heavy, but then Maria.
Yeah.
Blow.
Well, then Maria came. We were St. Croix, St. Thomas. We were still communicating.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they went and cut our cable,
man.
That's when St. Thomas went into darkness.
Wow!
And what a feeling that was.
Yeah.
That St. Thomas could. No one from St. Thomas couldn't see out. We mm-hmm. were down, and within 4 hours, we assess. We got the damage taken care of, and St. Thomas was back online.
Okay. Okay.
So. Yeah, we got that going. But what happened here is that after the storm, then NRAO, the satellite dish,
yeah.
they were having trouble because Vire and everyone else, you know, everything slowed down.
Oh, that's a monstrous dish.
That's correct.
That's a monstrous piece of infrastructure
but
across
what
the street.
That does, yeah.
yeah.
So they wanted to get connectivity through VINGN,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we built a cable that came in to support the NRAO dish.
Wow.
I think one of the things that we're also missing is that for the people that traverse and come to the beach,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the mainline, a lot of the time when you go to these type of facilities, you have to pay for the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
For the people that come here, it is F-R-E-E.
They get that gratis, man. Free. They get that free up here, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
So after the cable was built to NRAO,
yeah.
I was like, hey, we need to do Kramer's Park.
Mm-hmm.
We are that close.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring a cable in here. So in 18 or 19,
yeah.
Easter. You know, that's when, you know, camping was much more tense than it is now.
Yeah.
You know, and so we decided, hey, listen, we need to build some Wi-Fi, you know, to support the campers up at Kramer's Park. So thanks to Parks and Rec at that time, yeah. we requested to be able to deploy.
Hold on, Mike, a little closer there.
Yeah, to be able to deploy some Wi-Fi, and we were successful in that year.
Yeah. What's the next step for a Kramer's Park? Is there anything else that needs to be done here, or we're fully complimented up here?
Actually, when we did this drop, which was, you know, over the weekend, earlier parts of this week, when we did this drop for what's going on here now, yeah. we did add a few more access points.
So they stayed. They're staying.
Oh, yeah. They stayed. These, you know, Kramer's Park had access from...
So I want to make sure that the public understand this. Because WTJX bring Analyze This to Kramer's Park, Kramer's Park is more infrastructure now as a result.
That's correct.
And it's going forward. It's just a sweet bread for today. It's good to go forward.
This is since 2022 that Criminal Spark's been fully Wi-Fi.
I hope you know this being recorded.
Yes.
I hope you know this being recorded.
We are on live stream, and we want to let the public know that you're welcome.
It's only now you're seeing the signs that we posted for free Wi-Fi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, we do come out here and I see people time to time and I say, listen, you got free Wi-Fi out here. And they do take advantage of
that. How much money is something?
Well, because they have been so gracious at bringing the Wi-Fi here, we now are going to be installing what we call some solar workstations.
Okay.
That's what we realize after the storm, a lot of people started coming to our facilities because our facilities was the only facilities that had Wi-Fi at that time.
Okay.
So you see people on the computer sitting down trying to get, you know, talk to people back in the main line and whatnot. So in speaking with the governor, we decided that we wanted to buy some solar workstations where you can actually, they're basically benches that have the solar panels on top.
Mm-hmm.
You could plug in your cell phone, your laptop, your PC, and those stations can connect to the Wi-Fi where we have access. So we're going to be installing those around the territory in all of our facilities.
Did you have any idea the amount of infrastructure work that you were going to do prior to taking this gig?
I did not. I'll be honest with you. When people think of sports parks and recreation, you think of the sports aspect of the recreation.
I'm hearing you now. And there's so many other variables that come with running an agency.
A large part of what I do from 8 to 5 and beyond that is not even the recreation. I mean, my staff do a great job of dealing with that. My days are spent dealing with the FEMA projects, getting our facilities back up, having partnerships with the nonprofits and the businesses. So we do a great job of reaching out to these businesses to see how we can partner with them just to make the experience better at our facility.
Look, Mr. Heath, I want to thank you.
Yes,
for making a stay. You come up, we come up the road early this morning. I want you to give a shout out again to your VINGN family to let them know that we are appreciative of what we're doing as we continue to take the next steps.
And myself and the VINGN team, we want to thank Analyze This for, you know, having us out here to at least let the community know.
And let Boss Adams know that I say hail up, and I'm looking forward to talking with him in the future and getting him on as well so we could talk about that big project, that triangulation there with the mainland and St. Croix serving as a conduit for folks on the mainland to actually communicate with the motherland. You know what I'm saying? This is Africa that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So we got to feel good about that. Keely Heat is joining us this morning. And we're going to actually bring in, I see the Senate President has worked his way up here. So we appreciate that. We also got the lottery director, lottery office director up here as well. Great, great setting. And additionally, I just wanted to say, even though the sun beating down, I'm glad that we've had some significant rain, because a year ago, I remember in your very first year as assistant commissioner, we were parching. It was brown, but up here is green. So we'll take a break and we'll be back right after this. Thank you, Mr. Heath, for joining us.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duris, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view. We're dedicated to bringing you the stories behind the big events and the small ones, too. Join us every Sunday morning for Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party, or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression, and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
To this community.
And we are back now live on Analyze This. And like I said, this is OL2. We're on location here at Kramer's Park on the eastern end of the Big Island on St. Croix. My co-host today, Commissioner Calvert White. I keep calling Senator because, you know, he's 6 of one.
Half
a dozen of the other, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good. So the real reason why we're up in these parts, Commish, is because camping, right? Yeah. And it's K-Y-M, not camp, camping.
That's how you spell it?
Camping.
Well, place. Nobody tell me nothing. I spell it wrong.
We're going to do that, but how we enunciate it. The camping place up here. That's how you read up here. Up St. Croix. Up, yeah, at St. Croix. And we are joined by somebody who lives up here. Right about now, put a microphone to your face. Beautiful young lady, good morning.
Good morning.
Introduce yourself. How are you?
Fine. My name is Wanda Brooks.
Tell us about the experience and the anticipation of actually spending time the Easter season up here at Kramer's Park. And how long you been doing it?
Well, I started back in the 90s. Is my husband, Edwin Brooks. He's the one that introduced me to camping. Mm-hmm. And from since then, I just like keep with the trade. Mm-hmm. And then we keep adding on family, and we're asking family to come out. And every year, we just getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I just want to thank you for making some time to come sit down here and rap with the boys. You know what I mean? Yeah. We appreciate that. And you got it holding the mic good, so you're good. So don't feel nervous. You're good. Everything good. We live streaming. What's your first name again?
Wanda
Brooks, right? Wanda, yes. Brooks? Okay, good. Now, let's talk about the anticipation. When you don't start to mentally gear up to look forward to coming to Kramer's Park for that campaign. What part of the year? January, February?
December. Yeah, because what we do, we have a family. We ask everyone who wants to join us. And what we do, we keep like a meeting. And then we set up like our agenda, like what we're going to do, what we're going to cook, and who's going to bring what. And then we don't have to wait till like the middle of like February to find out like what's the fee. Mm-hmm. And then whoever family joining, we split the fee between everybody equally. And everybody does. I make up a shopping list, and everybody just decide who's going to bring what and stuff like that to make this camping a very experienced and perfect camping.
Wait, Ms. Brooks.
Yeah, go right ahead, man.
So you guys had a family meeting?
Yes.
Camping.
I even have my folder over there.
We have to take it for you.
Yes.
So big.
Yes. To show you how we got our setup and everything.
They bring it back for you. So just wave it and show them. Let them know that you got your documentation.
Yes.
And all
we're
good
very
stuff.
Organized.
There we go. We want to make sure the camera got a nice shot of that.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff. Now, you mentioned December. You can rest that down, right? You mentioned December. We got the Crucian Christmas Fiesta taking place late December into January. We got a fair in February, and you there, even before them two event, you done there in planning mode for Easter up at Kramer's Park?
Yes.
Wow.
So we want to make sure everybody is set and ready, and everybody's notified that, hey, camping is coming up, and be prepared.
No. How big is the entourage? Because I know people are, it might start at a certain number when the week starts, but by the time we can come, it probably a little bigger, right?
Yes, because right now we have like 12 tents right now.
Excuse me?
12.
One more than 11, one less than 15, 12?
Yes. And there's still more coming.
What?
They haven't come yet. So we have a family from afar that will be joining us. They're flying in today.
That's what I'm just going to ask you. So we got folks coming from the mainland and other parts of the Caribbean coming to be here with Ayo?
Yes.
Wow.
What was the total number of family members that you have here?
Well, right now...
That's a ballpark estimate.
Oh. Well, right now, we have 6 families right now.
So all together.
What
how many people total?
Oh, we got like maybe like 30.
Wow. That's awesome. You must feel good knowing that they feel comfortable at a facility that's under your purview.
Yeah, well, so you know, Ms. Brooks said December, but I get calls way before that, especially since we were getting the facility ready to open back up where we're going to have camping again this year. So as you can imagine, the pressure was...
Something talk about that. So we were down. It was not accessible for the public, or you're doing work up here?
It wasn't, because once the contractor started, and I got to give a big shout out to DVD Construction, because that's the contractor that was awarded this contract. But since the storms, I know people was disappointed every year because, you know, the facility was down, the cabanas was down. The facility just didn't feel safe to have people here with all the debris and whatnot. So when we announced that we was going to have the ribbon cutting, the calls them started automatically because everybody was trying to get a spot to come back up here. But what I want to ask Ms. Brooks is, as a person who has never camped, give me an idea of what your shopping list is, as far as what are the things that you need. Right. Obviously, you need a tent. but what are some of the things that I would need if I wanted to come down here and camp? And I know everybody's different with what it... I see TV. I see a TV in somebody.
What TV?
I see a TV, and shout out to VIGN again, because with the internet, if you got a smart TV, you could watch TV down there.
Well. So everything good. So talk about the needs, priority items that you need to make this thing work, Ms. Brooks.
Well, in order, you need the personnel. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you got the food.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
You got to eat a lot of water. Yep. A lot of water.
And the cooks.
Without
the cooks.
That's what I talk
about. Basically, you know, we walk with like first aid kits. You know, we have all those emergency kits. You know, we have kids. Mm-hmm. We let everybody know, make sure to walk with their life jackets. Mm-hmm. You walk with your blankets, you know.
They still got the Sunday night event. They still got a lot of the bottom that come up here or that kind of food.
Maybe you don't know until that day comes. Because right now it's like a little empty, but we don't know until that day.
So in the past, it'll be quiet like this during the week, and then when weekend come, it'll pick up and more people come.
Yes.
You say empty, you know?
Empty. I tried to pass it out. She said empty. So basically, you're saying what we're dealing with here now ain't nothing like what we've been dealing with on the weekend.
Well, I'm surprised, because usually everybody don't come out and don't set up.
Yeah.
Looking around right now, and today's Thursday, mm-hmm. and it's like it still looks empty.
They come in.
Yeah. No. I'm going to put you in my chair now. The commissioner there right next to you. Tell the commissioner what you believe the department could provide to make the situation
to make the
experience even better than what it is.
Well, for sure. Okay.
No, we good, but you're coming up here. You're expecting. How long you stay for the whole week?
For the week. Uh-huh.
For the week. From a need standpoint, what are you looking for? When you bust that gate with your tent them and thing, what are you expecting to see?
I was expecting to see more people, but basically, to answer that question for you, I really don't know, because we walk with everything we need.
So you're saying that you really need none for them.
Yeah.
Just the internet, if we could get some more internet service.
What do we get now?
I mean to say, like, when people start to come, you know, it's going to be overflowing, so everybody's going to have a lane.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Yes.
What I was told, how they upgraded the bandwidth or whatever, fast right now.
So you're saying in the past?
Because I know this was up, like, 2-3 years when they gave us the internet. And when the park was really packed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was hard for everybody to get, you know, it was running kind of in slow, delayed, and stuff like that.
Not up here. So, Ms. Brooks, because we're an NPR station, she won't use the proper terminology, but she's been packed, right? But the term that we will use, Commish and Ms. Brooks, is cock. I rammed. You're right. You keep using that nice terminology, right? What happened when it rained? I run inside the tent and I just want the rain to go away quick as possible.
Yes, 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 we do.
But the blessing will be nice though.
Right? No, but it usually, well, I hope it stay like this. That's every time with our experience is like when it's always near time to go home, like it always rains on the Sunday when we're ready to pack up to go.
That's the most high news.
Yes.
Like a little blessing to go
home. Yes. Wait, like, it's time to go home.
So interestingly, now, Ms. Brooks is saying that she wanted the internet. I was under the impression that when you go for camping, you're kind of detaching yourself from all of those amenities.
Well, you need to come up on our web at our campsite to see how we is. Like you all say, you
breakfast ready?
Well, I'm down here, so we didn't get to prep.
You is a cook?
Me and my sister-in-law and our dad. So you told me to be down here for 8 o'clock. So I was like, get up, get myself ready to come down here. So.
No, and I do want to say that Ms. Brooks has been patient. She's been there from when the show started and she stood there. So I want to personally thank you for exuding patience and all that stuff and you being an awesome guest.
Can I say one more thing?
We got about 7 more minutes for this, but it's so relax and say what you got to say. You don't have to rush on it.
Yeah. I was just telling when he wanted to say to improve, maybe we could get more bathroom facility.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a major thing because like we're on the corner and the bathroom is like a far walk and it's like,
You realize we put on some porta potties now?
Oh, where?
For some reason, everybody's walking past the porta potties and going all the way down to the back. Yeah. There's two down here.
Yeah.
Oh, you all are...
There's one right there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know because we don't reserve our own. So.
Oh, see?
Like I said.
You need my bag.
But she's looking out for the other people.
Correct.
Yeah. So we appreciate that. Where do I come up here? I ain't want nothing for nobody.
No.
I'm good to go.
We good to go.
Tell the public about the menu. Cause I see you pull out the menu there. So tell the public about the big pot and the big shindig that you're going to make available for people to eat and all that stuff.
Every day we set a menu.
Oh, so you got a special menu for every day?
Yes.
Okay, and tomorrow, you know, there's no meat tomorrow. It's all fish.
Everything is all fish, conch, and...
shrimp and all that stuff.
No, tomorrow is the saltfish and stew, butter sauce.
Gundy? Any gundy tomorrow?
Oh, no, we don't have that.
That's a stew butter
sauce. Maybe the guests, whoever comes along, could bring the dish.
That's why I thought I came about.
See, like, we invite everybody and we tell everybody you could come along to our spot and we just, like, bring what your heart desire and just come and enjoy and have fun with us. We're going to have dominoes, bingo. So we're prep ourselves for entertainment.
Wow.
I got time to management to see.
And my husband is a DJ, so you know he work with his set. And everybody know every year we out here, he always play music and everybody love it.
They move their house to Kramer's Bar.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find out what part of 10-10.
Yeah, like he said, he spelled camping with...
I spelled it wrong.
No, he spelled it right.
He spelled it right. He was saying a K.
Camping.
Yeah, but for us, it's glamping.
What's that?
I like that. We're on location up here at Kramer's Park, and we're actually talking to somebody who has taken up residence, and they take up residence here every year.
Yeah.
Planning starts back in December, and then it's a 3 to 4 month deal. Remember, no, Easter don't fall the same weekend every year.
What I'm saying?
So you got to keep eye on that as well. For somebody who hasn't camped.
Like myself.
Right? tell them, Ms. Brooks, what they're missing.
They're missing out a lot. They're missing out a lot.
I need a little more convincing than that.
Break it down.
You know, from holiday, you're working, you're downtown. Like, we don't call this like, this is like a little island by itself, even though we're in the same island, but we don't feel like it's away from downtown, everything, you know, and it's like your house phone don't ring, you know, it's like if they could catch you up there with your cell phone, they catch you.
Yeah.
And it's very relaxing.
Okay.
And you come, you just enjoy the waves of the of the sea and family getting to sit down with each other and talk. As you know, when you're out there, it's like everybody's either busy on their phone or they got work to do or.
So this is truly a stress-free environment up here.
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me ask you a question. You've been up here, you said, from the 90s.
No, not from the 90s. I come here like 5 years ago.
Five years mm-hmm. ago. Okay, and other people been here. You don't go up? You ever been up to Point Judal while you're there? Take a walk up there?
Yes.
Okay, talk about that as well, Doka. Up there is a very special location. When the president come here,
he go in there.
He go, that's the first place he's going to go. He like to go up there.
Yeah.
And he don't even wait for New Year's Eve. I think the very first day that he got here, we shot pictures, he went up to Point Judal. He really, that's a real important location, Ms. Book.
Yes, and I see that sometimes I see positive. When he's on here, he has his group that they go for their morning walk and they do the exercise and stuff like that, which is good. And I tell him every time I come, I want to join.
So along that line, you have about six tents, you said. Are there any interaction with the other tents and the other families? Are there any collaboration? You mentioned dominoes. Is there a domino war between the other tents and whatnot? Or you kind of just stay in your own little circle?
We stay in our own little circles, and time to time, like, basically, I see we have new campers, but if everybody know us, like, positive, he know we're up here, so we like, hi, bye. We got good neighbors, and...
But everybody got to look out for one another.
Yes.
Because you're there up here, right?
Yes.
And you're there now. Abstract location.
That's a right.
Miss Brooks called positive name. He called me yesterday. He said, Commissioner, I got extra tent, you know. I said, we're going to try again for next year. We ain't going this year. Let me see what's going on for us. And I need to assess what's going on for us.
And then next year, maybe next year.
Another year. But you need to come. If you got extra tent, just try for one night. At least out of the four, just do one night. Like we don't tell everybody.
He said, Commissioner, what are you doing? I have an extra tent. I say, positive. Let me just see what's going on.
It's a mental thing as well.
It is a mental
thing. Yes. Just hanging out here. I want to thank the lovely Miss Wanda Brooks for joining us this morning. Good luck this weekend. Have fun.
As usual.
And looking forward to seeing you next year when we come back up here again.
Sure, hopefully.
You got it. That's Wanda Brooks joining us.
Can you tell us what's on the menu for breakfast? Because
we can't wrapping up this segment, but we could take a look at that during the break. We are alive up here at Kramer's Park on the eastern end of St. Croix. Analyze this on location, too. We'll take another break and be back right after this.
Views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Ah, sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
The story of Caesar, most extraordinary political story in Western history.
Julius Caesar is the most dangerous kind of demagogue.
He's immoral, he's irreligious, he wants to rule Rome.
Step by step, Caesar is being corrupted by this power he's got.
Democracy has to be fought for. And if we take it for granted, a new Caesar will come.
Julius Caesar, The Making of a Dictator, premieres April 2nd at 9 p.m. on WTJX TV Channel 12.